Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
From Australia's leading celebrity news magazine, Who, you're listening to Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news you missed this week. I'm Stacey Hicks. I'm the editor for Who. And if I'm not making any sense, it's because I'm severely jet lagged. And that other lovely voice you're hearing is our lovely deputy and all round celebrity and pop culture expert, Ali Cromedy. Hi, girl.
Sure, I'll take it.
How are you?
I'm less tired than you.
Yes.
But welcome
That's
back.
That's fine.
Where have you been? You've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere. I've been to Abu Dhabi and Barcelona in the space of about 6 days.
It's true.
No regrets.
I don't even know how you'd do that in 6 days, but you did.
I don't know either, but yep. I'm here. Nothing makes me happier to get back into it than celeb news and to be hanging with you. And we do have a big one today.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the show, we've got our exclusive interview with Gwyneth Paltrow that left us a little surprised. She's always very open about everything, but really just went for it in this chat.
So
that's coming up for you, as well as everything you need to know about the new season of Love Island. But the first thing we need to discuss this week.
Something major's happened.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have broken up.
So we hear.
Well, yes.
I believe it.
Yes. According to TMZ, who do have very good relationships with the Kardashians, always have and are quite reliable with their, you know, their information on the Kardashian-Jenner family.
They often break a lot of the big stories. Yeah. Like they were the ones that broke the Tristan Thompson video scandal with all the women he was hooking up with when Khloe was about to have the baby.
Yeah.
Like there's a long history of them releasing like the exclusive
Big stories. Yeah. So. And so they've said now that sources connected to them have said that they are both considering themselves single.
Wow.
So it's actually strange because they made what was their first public appearance and potentially their last public appearance as a family for the premiere of Travis's documentary, which is called Look Mom, I Can Fly on August 27th.
Yep.
So really not that long ago.
No, not that long
ago. And they were looking really loved up. Yep. But apparently things have been kind of on and off between them for a while.
There were rumours of a split a while ago, right?
Yeah. So, and there has been talk that, look, they've taken breaks in the past and they always kind of get back together.
Yeah.
But they really seem like they were on really good terms lately. I mean, obviously they haven't had the longest relationship.
No. She fell pregnant with their daughter Stormy quite early into the relationship.
Yeah, they'd only been together a few months and that was only in April 2017.
Yeah.
So it has been quite recent. But obviously they were looking super loved up over Kylie. Kylie's birthday on that, who could forget that mega yacht that they were on.
Of course. And don't remind me, I'm still jealous.
I know. That was really something.
That's how billionaires do it.
Yeah, they did it right.
Yeah.
And then they did Playboy last month as well. So they interviewed each other.
Yeah.
And they were saying really lovely stuff. Like he asked her, you know, why she thought they work so well together.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, besides the fact we have good chemistry, we have a lot of fun, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
Through all the ups and downs, we've evolved together. And then he was talking about their sex life as well.
Well, it is Playboy.
You know, So they had to go there and he was saying, you know, a lot of people claim that having a baby can hurt your sex life, but I feel like it's the opposite for us.
Okay, that's weird. All right, too much information. Yep. Good for you.
So, yeah, they seemed like they were on a really, really good path.
Yeah.
But
I wonder what happened because, I mean, he was touring for a lot of their relationship.
Yes, yeah.
I think 5 months was a
thing. Yeah.
I know she went along on the tour with him and brought Stormy.
Yeah.
But that's hard. And I think that he deleted Instagram at some point, right? When there was some rumors of his DMs getting a little too saucy.
Yes,
these are all just sources saying. So,
yeah.
But where there's smoke, there's fire, surely.
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows?
Yeah. So, I mean, TMZ is very much leaving the door open for them and saying it's just a break.
Yeah.
You know, they're considering themselves single, but it's a break. Classic Ross and Rachel circa 2002.
Yeah. But he didn't come to Bieber's wedding.
No.
And Kylie
that
did.
That was the other thing. Yeah. So, of course, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin Bieber, whatever she is now, Bieber, got married again over the weekend. Mm. And she was there solo, well, with Stormy. But Travis wasn't with her. So, yeah.
That's quite telling.
Watch this space.
Definitely.
And this week on the cover, we've got the gorgeous Sophie Monk.
Yes.
Because we've got an exclusive chat with her. Obviously, Love Island's returning.
October 7th. I can't wait.
Yes. Hurry up.
Monday to Friday.
Yes.
So many nights. So much TV. Can't wait.
Yes. So not only have we got her on the cover and got our exclusive interview, Al actually chatted to Soph on her other podcast, Real Talk with Holly and Ally. Check it out.
Yes. Here's a little bit of that if you want to listen. Yeah. And then you can just search wherever you listen to your podcasts for Real Talk with Holly Nelly for the rest of the interview.
Here's what she had to say.
Yeah.
Does that mean that we get to keep you for good? You're not going to go back to America or overseas?
I would never ever go back overseas.
Really?
Yeah, maybe if there was a job just for a period, but no.
Just increments maybe.
I'm too Aussie. Yeah. They don't even get me over there in America. Like, I'm joking. I'm too self-deprecating. And they're like, you really need to see a therapist. And they're like, so what have you done? And I'm like, oh, you know, this album, the other one was crap, no one listened to. And they're like, honestly, your self-esteem. Like it's completely different.
It's a lull.
So I feel a bit lonely, even though they speak your language.
Yeah. No, it's just a different.
I'm very Aussie. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
We're lucky to have you.
Well, I was going to say that's the right answer.
Oh, yeah, I want to stay here.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of that. So find us on Apple, wherever you listen. Yes. iTunes, I don't even know, all
it
of the places.
It is my favourite podcast. You know I'm your number one fan.
Stacey.
I love Holly.
Stop. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah. But yeah, for more of that, listen to Real Talk with Holly and Ally, but also pick up Who, just it's a Sophie extravaganza.
Yes, because, it really is.
As you said, Stace, she's on the cover and talked about the show, talked about her personal life, which is what I'm personally obviously very interested in.
Aren't
so
we all?
She's so nice in person. She's exactly what you would expect. She's down to earth. She's that lovable, I don't want to call her a bogan, but I think she calls herself a bogan.
Yeah.
But, you know, just really just a good, nice person and like funny and silly, takes the piss of it, you know, takes the piss.
And she's very much nothing's off limits, isn't she? Like, she's quite an open book. She's happy to kind of discuss those parts of her life.
Definitely. And I think she's quite used to that. So, but I think she seems like she's in one of the best places I've ever seen her in.
Yeah.
I've interviewed her a lot over the years when she's been single, not single. And this new guy, I mean, they've been together for, I think, a little or over a year at least.
Yeah.
And he seems like, I mean, she says he's the one.
Yay.
So, and I believe her. You know, he just seems like really great for her. He's got his own, you know, career out of the spotlight. He's not interested in the spotlight, but he's not fazed by it.
Yeah.
So he's not affected. Like, she can go and do her thing. He goes with her, but he doesn't want it for himself, but he's not bothered that she has it,
which is a really interesting
balance. And she speaks about that,
just
finding that right type of person, because if somebody is fame hungry and wants that stuff, that's not great. And
and she has spoken about that in the past, hasn't she? Been with people where she's not sure if they're with her for her or for the spotlight.
Yeah.
But he seems really chill, just happy to take a back seat and let her have that.
Yeah.
He's very easy on the eyes though when he does make an appearance. Yep. Yeah. I'm a fan, so.
But approved. So I think everybody, when she's been doing the media rounds, has been like, when are you getting engaged? When are you getting married?
And God, that must be so annoying.
Well,
and then we asked.
I know. But like she basically said, like, obviously he's going to put a ring on it one day soon. But she says, oh gosh, well, he's hearing it every day. I talk about it all the time. If he doesn't hurry up, I couldn't give him more of a message. It's literally on the front page of the newspaper. So they know. He knows, they know. But he's going to Fiji with her for Love Island. So maybe there'll be a Fiji Love Island proposal.
Maybe at the finale. Oh, my gosh, heaven.
Yeah, she talks about having babies as well. She's been really open about her she's frozen her eggs and that whole journey. So, again, when the time's right.
Yeah.
They'll have a baby, and she's been able to, I think she's saved frozen 13 eggs, which I'm no expert, but I think that sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
And her advice to women out there is just, it's just a great backup plan. It's just like, do it. Right, you never know what's going to happen down the track. Yeah. So I think it's great she's talking about it. So, and she turns 40. So she turns 40 this year.
She looks so good for 40. Unbelievable. Wait until you see these pictures. If you haven't already picked up a copy, check it out. She's looking happier than ever.
She's one of the best people at doing photo shoots. It's like you just know you're safe. She gets in front of the camera, she does her thing and kills it. Literally, there's not one bad shot. So. No. We love her and we love Love Island.
Yes,
and
we
there's a lot about Love Island as well in the issue with all of the islanders, the top, I think, 10, and then the bomb, a bomb who will go in
a bomb
after the first episode. That's what they're called. Not an intruder.
Not a bombshell.
A bomb.
Oh.
It's called a bomb.
Can't wait for the bomb.
Their version of intruder. So, but that's how the show works. It's like every couple of episodes, I don't need to explain it to you, but if we are both ridiculously obsessed, that if you've never watched Love Island, that's how it works. There's like going to be five girls, five guys that go in straight away. And then every couple of episodes, a new person who will shake things up.
It's going
to
be so good.
Next to nothing. So
do yourself a favor.
Bring it on.
Heaven.
So now we're going to move into the royals.
Of course.
Specifically Prince Harry and Meghan Markle or the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes. Let's How dare you use her former last name.
I am so sorry, Meghan. Duchess. If you're listening. She's definitely listening.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
So they have been traveling. They have been to South Africa on an extensive tour. It's been a real highlight for me and I'm sure for you and lots of people listening.
Yeah.
We saw baby Archie.
Yes,
they brought him out. It's been a whole thing. And they've done amazing work while they've been over there. But another big thing that happened while Harry was there, he made a statement, really big, huge step for them as a couple and sent a really strong message to the media. So tell us everything.
I'll fill you in. I've got all the details.
Yes.
So essentially what's happened is that he's announced that his wife, the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes. Formerly known as Suits actress Meghan Markle.
is launching legal action against the British newspaper Mail on Sunday. So it's the most emotional statement we've ever seen from Harry. And he released it on their website. So it hasn't come through the traditional channels. So apparently the Queen and his father were both aware that this was happening, but it's not through them. It's something he's written himself and has been published unedited, kind of saying that they published a private letter that Meghan wrote to her father, Thomas Markle, and selectively edited it to disguise lies that the paper had been told. So I won't read you the whole statement, but I'll read you part of it because it is really powerful what he said. Yeah. So he said, "Unfortunately, my wife has become one of the latest victims of a British tabloid that wages campaigns against individuals with no thought to the consequences. A ruthless campaign that has escalated over the past year throughout her pregnancy and while raising our newborn son." Then he says, "I cannot begin to describe how painful it has been. Because in today's digital age, press fabrications are repurposed as truth around the globe. One day's coverage is no longer tomorrow's chip paper." And he really drew the comparison between his late mum, Princess Diana, and Meghan, essentially almost saying that they are treating her in the same way that his mum was before she passed away.
We all know how that obviously tragically ended.
So, I mean, the crazy thing is it's not the first time he's had to do this.
No.
Remember when they first got together and he confronted the press about the racial undertones that were being used when she was spoken about.
Yeah.
And it is really sad that it has to get to this point.
It's crazy, isn't it?
But, yeah, she really has
had the worst of it.
And
her family have members of her family,
not all of them.
Doria Ragland, her mother, has obviously she's not involved in this, but her father, her half siblings, they've not made it easier for her.
No.
They've released things when they shouldn't. Obviously, how the Mail on Sunday, I'm guessing, obtained that letter that she sent to her dad was through her dad.
Yeah, and they're saying it's unlawful how they've published it.
Yeah, so it's a real mess and I just hope that they're okay. By the sounds of it, they haven't been. So
it does sound like she's really, really taken it hard, as I imagine anyone would. She obviously puts on a brave face. But it probably explains why they have been a lot more private with
the baby.
Archie. They've always said that they would be. But I definitely think the tables have turned a little bit in public opinion of them after this tour.
Yes.
I think it's the first time that people have seen them as a family and kind of remembered that she is a human being.
Exactly.
Like, I think because she has a past as an actress. I think people just have this very much feeling that they can say she's whatever used they want to about it, or, her, you know, and that she's very contrived and very fake.
Yeah.
But I mean, wouldn't you be if you had that many people looking at you? Of course, you'd stand a certain way and talk a certain way and protect yourself.
Yeah, I don't. It's so unnatural everything they're going through.
Yeah,
like Harry's had it from birth, and it's been very intense.
Yeah,
Meghan, whilst she was famous before. Yeah. She met Prince Harry and started dating him and then got married to him. She wasn't that famous.
No.
Like she was every, you know, we're all fans of Suits, but she wasn't tabloid fodder. She wasn't really at any awards ceremonies.
No.
She really just lived in Canada where they filmed.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was quite under the radar. So this is a whole other kettle of fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's,
So I think it's good they've taken that step, and hopefully it does mean now that people step back a little bit and
think before
and
they do.
Think because she's a human being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's totally so
good
enough.
On Harry.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he just
love a man who defends his woman.
I know. He's only, you know, I'm more impressed with him by the day. Yeah. So
we love you,
good
Harry.
Good luck to them.
And lastly this week, we have an exclusive chat with good old Gwyneth Paltrow.
I love her.
Obsessed with her. She's such good fun. Mm. So Al, fill us in on the details because she really didn't hold back.
She didn't hold back. I love her.
Like, I love
absolutely love her. I know that some people, you know, think what they think of her, and she's out there with her with the Goop stuff and
steaming vaginas
and yoni eggs. It's a yoni egg. Anyway, there's lots of things that she's done that have been questionable, and people have gone, "What are you doing? You're so weird." And the conscious uncoupling, like, basically anything she says and does, people want to rip apart. But not me. I love her. I think she's the best, and I just watched The Politician on Netflix the whole season. Don't judge me in a few days, and it was so good. And she made it for me. And she was life. Everything she wore. Okay, I'm talking a lot, but we got the chat with her to promote The Politician, obviously.
Yes.
But then she talked about being a mum, because obviously she's got two kids.
Yeah,
she's also got stepchildren with her now husband Brad Falchuk. But talking about consciously uncoupling, she stands by it and everything that happened. And she said, "I think the children have managed to come through a divorce pretty okay," before laughing and adding, "I'm sure I've fucked them up in other ways." Obviously it was a joke, and she's quite self-deprecating and funny, but you just never know with kids. You never know with parenting.
Yeah. And she was also saying that that's the reason why she took it so slowly moving in with Brad, because they got married, but they didn't actually move in together for a year.
Yeah.
And that was to kind of ease the kids into it, because they've both got teenage children.
Yeah. So I think, we talked about that on this podcast about
before.
Just the curious way of getting married and then a year later moving in with each other. So she said, "First I uncoupled and now I'm coupled. I got remarried almost a year ago, and we decided for the first year to keep our separate residences and make the transition for the kids a bit gentler because we have teenagers, and it's actually worked out well. And they finally moved in together, and it's fun, and they're trying to make the transition easy on the kids," which is, it's weird, and not many people would do that, but I'm sure both houses are lovely.
Yeah,
and whatever makes the kids happy. So,
Lord knows they've got the money to have two houses.
I'd love to see them. I'd love to go and stay there.
Yeah, me too. You know, we'll have the other one now you all live together.
Exactly.
Thank you.
But so definitely give that a read.
Yeah, it's really great chat.
Even though she obviously has a very different life to most people and has so much money and tries all these unique, crazy, and usually expensive things, she's really down to earth and relatable in so many other ways.
Yeah.
And she's so honest and open about her things. And I think she explains when people have questioned, like, "What are you doing with the vagina steam? What are you doing with whatever the weird thing of the week is?"
Yeah.
She always has a funny explanation and brings it back down to earth in some ways. And she knows what she does is a little bit odd and a little bit weird, but she's educating us all, surely, right?
Love it. And she can always have a laugh at herself, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. But definitely check out The Politician too. This week's celebrity must see of the week is – look, I don't know if you know who Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson are.
I know who they are.
Yep.
Yep.
So they are big, big YouTube people, personalities, and Shane has 22.5 million followers.
Oh, casual.
Jeffree's not far behind that. They're really, really big. So last year they combined their forces, their audiences, but Shane makes a lot of series about YouTube people.
Okay.
So one of the people he did last year was Jeffree Star, and it was called The Beautiful World of Jeffree Star.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it was called The Beautiful Life of Jeffree Star. Either way, one of those titles. And it was like a 6-part series, and it uncovered and lifted the lid on Jeffree's life.
Okay.
And all that he does.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. So until earlier this year, I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
And then I just went into a rabbit hole of like, oh my God, who are all these people? How am I just finding out who they are? They've got such massive audiences. They've got these huge careers. They've done so much. But yeah, the Jeffree Star stuff was fascinating and incredible. And I then became obsessed, and that it was so successful for the both of them that Shane's made a new series again with him. And
okay.
It's now about so many things, but the underlying thing is that they're going to create a beauty, an eyeshadow palette together.
Aww. Right?
Because Jeffree has Jeffree Star Cosmetics, and yes, that's a huge, he's hugely successful and has so much money. It's another part of it. but Shane's like, I wanted me a piece of that.
Yeah, of course.
Also in the way, he's also really fascinated with the beauty community.
And how that all
specifically
works.
Specifically online too. And YouTube, and how, like, Kylie Jenner, she's a billionaire from the beauty community,
yeah,
and from her using her social status to create a company and therefore make so much money. Jeffree's basically done the same.
Yeah.
And Shane's fascinated with how it all works, and also the dark underbelly of it too.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole bit of,
yeah, it's like, know, the cancel culture, cancel, yes, the, yes, canceled, you're canceled. I mean, James Charles went through it earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeffree's had a bit of that too.
Mm.
You can't really make a mistake online these days without saying somebody's cancelled, totally, or whatever. So Shane goes into all of that. So there's a lot to it.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
You've convinced me.
It's the first episode just was released this week. There'll be a new one soon as well. And they're like an hour long or anyway. So there's a lot to watch. And yeah, Jeffree's wealth and the way he spends it and how much he has and private jets and all the Louis Vuitton bags, and it's unbelievable. So you just get, you know, lost in that too. There's so much to it. I'm obsessed. You have to watch it.
I will. You have me convinced.
Yep. So Shane Dawson's YouTube channel has it all, but if you just look up Jeffree, you'll find it. They're all over it.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And if there's anything you want us to be chatting about more on the podcast, please do shoot us a message.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Podcast.
Yes.
And please leave us a review, rate, review, subscribe, the usual.
The usual. And we'll catch you next week.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.